Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Claire. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, I was gone last week. It was kind of weird. I wasn't that gone, though. I was kind of listening from afar. But yeah, it was a good episode with your mom, and I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, you've just been doing a lot of interviews, so hopefully, you know, one of those turns into something. We're just kind of doing what we can right now.
Yeah, there's the interview process for lots of jobs, especially sales. It's like multi-interview setup, and it's annoying. And I don't know, it's just a wild, like, to go back through the interview process now after having a job for a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time since you've done it, but I feel like they've been going well, so.
Yeah, just kind of waiting on, some of them are going to take a while to, like, figure out if I get it or not, but we will see.
Yeah, so just send all your positive energy our way, but we're, you know, doing what we can, and we're here, and we are going to talk about a Halloween slash fall, like, master list of all of our favorite things. So if you're watching on YouTube, I have my Halloween crew neck on.
I didn't have any Halloween clothes, so yeah. I'm just wearing this.
We also have our Halloween bouquet of flowers. The YouTube is at On the Air with Brett and Claire. Hopefully this video makes it to YouTube, because last week it didn't, but I won't harp on that because I know it's annoying. But yeah,
we'll do our best every week.
Yeah, this episode should be a little more positive. The last two episodes have been pretty serious, so we thought we'd throw a fun one in the mix to kind of lighten the mood.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about fun Halloween stuff.
Yeah, also let's address the elephant in the room. Maybe for some people it's not really an elephant, but book club is canceled until further notice, honestly.
Yeah, I don't even know if anyone's watched them.
Some people do, so, like, if you really want us to do it, message me and let us know. But to be honest, we just have not finished the Viewfinder book, and there's, I'm not gonna make a ton of excuses, but, like, because could we have found the time to read it and do it? Yes. But I feel like the past few book club episodes have just felt rushed, and it doesn't seem like anyone's really getting anything out of it. And now we're going into the holiday season, and people are just going to get busier, and you're about to start working, hopefully. So it just seems like not a good time to do it, and we haven't really gotten any feedback, like, positive or negative on the episodes. So unless somebody out there is, like, really super enjoying them, there's not going to be an episode for Viewfinder. I'm still going to read the book because I think it's interesting, so I encourage you, you know, if you've bought it, still read it, and yeah, but there's not going to be an episode for that one, and we don't have any future books planned out. So maybe in the new year we'll pick it back up if we feel so inclined, but for right now we're just gonna not do that anymore. And maybe we'll throw in some bonus episodes, like, in addition to our normal episodes, you know, just about random topics. But as far as book club goes, it's done for right now.
Yeah, it just is a lot to, like, not only read the book, but for us to, like, take in enough information and kind of, like, keep it in your mind, because then when you have the episode, we have to talk about it, and I don't know, I don't retain book stuff that well, so if, especially if I read it really fast, it's harder. But yeah, just, it takes a lot of time, and things are just kind of crazy right now, so.
Yeah, I also feel like for me, it's making me not want to read, because I read a lot, and now that we have these book club books, it's like, oh, I should be reading that one, but I want to read this other one, you know, like, just a normal, like, fiction book, and then I end up not reading either one. So it's not really
working.
It's a lot
of pressure.
Yeah, it's not really working in our favor. So yeah, that's about that on that. We're just gonna put that to a halt for right now.
Yep.
And then life update wise, again, you've just been interviewing. My mom was here for her birthday, as y'all know, and, you know, she was on the last episode. We got to see my family this weekend. My cousin had his senior homecoming football game, which was fun to go to. And I think that's really about it. It's just really been like we're trying to get reset up, which we say that every week, but it's definitely a process. Like when you don't have a job and you're trying to find one and just like recenter yourself in Texas, I guess.
Yeah, and surprisingly too, a lot of time goes to like cooking food. If you're trying to save money and you want to cook all your food at home, that takes a long time.
And the dishes.
The dishes is probably the worst part. Because the cooking isn't that difficult. It's just you make a huge mess. And if you make a lot, like for dinner or something, you have to like store all your leftovers. And that takes up more dishes. And it's just the whole thing. So,
yeah. Which has been good to cook at home. But it definitely is time consuming. And we've made like 4 or 5 sourdough loaves now. So that's good. But we definitely need to make more. That's just also like a all day process kind of, so.
Yeah, it takes forever and we still are feeding the sourdough starter every day.
Which means we should be baking every day. It's been hard.
It's a lot to, even just the feeding is annoying. It takes a long time, like somehow. And you have to like weigh it all out and yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah. But yeah, that's about it for the life updates and just podcast updates with the book club being canceled. Also, the hurricanes in Florida, we are sending our prayers to everyone there, which I know may not mean a lot if you're in Florida and just like, okay, thanks for your prayers. But
yeah,
I don't know. I wish there was more that we could do to help. I would love to like go there to help clean up the aftermath. I just don't know if that's even helpful, honestly, because I feel like you kind of just are in the way of people that are actually experiencing that kind of thing. So
yeah, we've been watching a lot of coverage from like news channels to people on like YouTube who are really good at tracking the weather, and it just, everyone seems to think it's going to be one of the craziest hurricanes to ever hit Florida. So,
and also they're still recovering, like not just Florida, so many states from Helene. So it's just a rough time to be a Floridian right now, or someone in North Carolina, like Kentucky even. Like so many people have been affected.
And there's another one coming.
Yeah.
Well, which is just crazy. I feel like
people are just ignoring that for right now because it's honestly too much to even handle. But we're definitely thinking of you or, you know, your loved ones. Like, I don't know too many people personally that live in Florida, but I have friends that have family that live there. Like people that my family works with, like they live in Florida. So it's just a hard time right now. And I feel for everybody. So I'm sorry for going through that. And I mean, let us know what y'all need. You know, we can put some places to donate, like in the podcast notes. But yeah, other than that, I don't know that there's too much anyone can do at this moment.
I mean, yeah, we're less than 24 hours away, so from landfall.
Yeah, by the time y'all hear this, I mean, we'll probably know a little bit of the extent of the damage. So yeah, just keep the Floridians in your thoughts and prayers. And I mean, that's about all we can do for the time being.
Yep. Yeah, just stay safe if you're there. Do everything you need to do. And yeah, we'll be praying for you guys.
Yeah. All right. I guess we can go ahead and get into our... Oh. So just a quick side note. I slammed my knee into the corner of our glass coffee table earlier and it hurt so bad. It felt like my shin was literally broken. And now I can't really cross my leg because it hurts. So I just tried to do that and it hurt. And that's why I made that sound. But all right, let us get into our fall/Halloween master list. The list is on both of our phones, so we're not just, you know, over here texting or anything. But yeah, that's why we're looking at our phones. Okay, so let's start with Halloween movies. You want to go first?
Sure. So I put Sinister and As Above, So Below. Those are my two favorite scary movies. Sinister is like very, it's probably the scariest one of both of them.
Yeah, by far.
And it's like, it's more related to they're both like spiritual, like demon related things, but I don't know. Sinister just has some really dark stuff in it. And then As Above, So Below is kind of like a, like kind of messes with your brain a little bit, because they go through like the catacombs in, where is it, Paris?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just all kinds of crazy stuff they go through. And but yeah, they're both really good. I always watch them. I try to watch them every year.
Yeah, I like the As Above, So Below one because it's not super like demon like movie like that, because I don't really like those kinds of movies. But As yeah. Above, So Below, I think is a good one. Mine are a little bit different. So I have Halloween Town, Halloween Town High, and Halloween Town University. So pretty much every Halloween Town movie other than the second one, that's like Calabar's Revenge or something, because I don't know. I never rewatched that one. Like, it was never one of my favorites. But really all of the old, like, Disney Halloween movies, that's what I like to watch. So Twitches also, that's a good one, specifically the first one. Don't really love the second one. I can't even remember what happens in it right now, but I just know the first one is my favorite. And then on a more like adult note, I guess all of the Purge movies, we just rewatched every single one of them. There's five, and they're definitely scary, but again, it's not like demon, like mystical scary. It's just like scary.
Yeah. It's like almost too real.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Yeah. But I really like those movies. And then I put Halloween, and I put specifically .. because I forgot to look up which movie it is, but it came out in 2018, and it's when Michael Myers, or whatever his name is like, he escapes from the prison.
I know, I saw it whenever we were trying to find the Halloween movie. It's like Halloween something.
Or it might just be Halloween.
No, there's a different name for it. It's like orange, the cover.
Yeah. I don't know. It came out in 2018 though, so that one specifically, I like that movie.
Yeah.
Also, I used to love like the Scream movies when I was younger, which may sound weird, but my mom, like, she loves horror movies, so I kind of grew up on all that. And the Scream ones are like kind of cheesy, but
I never really liked any of those. I don't know. They always seemed too, like, almost fake, because I only saw, like, the parody versions and, like, the, what were those movies? There was, like, the parody scary movies.
I think it's called Scary Movie.
Oh, yeah, Scary Movie. But, yeah, they, like, spoofed the Scream stuff, and it's, like, that's the only thing I've ever seen of Scream, really. And then I guess that TV show that, wasn't that a Scream thing?
Scream Queens? That's not the same.
That's what I guess that's what. Okay, never mind.
You haven't seen the original, like, the Scream movie?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, we're going to watch that later.
That's the weird mask, right?
Yeah, it's cheesy, but it's still good, in my opinion. I haven't seen it in so long, but I do like that one.
He's got, like, the big kitchen knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all for movies, and then TV shows. You want to share your TV show?
Oh, yeah. I don't have a TV show that I go to for fall time or Halloween, but I put Burn Notice, because this is about the time of year that I like to watch Burn Notice, and it's a really old TV show at this point, and I don't think a lot of people watched it really, but it ran for a lot of seasons on TV when it was out. It's extremely repetitive. Like, the formula for the episodes, it's very apparent by like episode 2 or 3 that they're almost all the same. It's just different characters and like slightly different story. But yeah, I don't know. It's just fun to watch. It's like a comforting thing from my childhood, so that's why I picked it.
It is a really good show, and I was not into it at first. Once I actually sat down and gave it a chance, like, I really liked it. So
yeah, it kind of grows on you as you watch it. The first couple episodes you're like, I don't know about this, but then I don't know, by episode 5 or 6 you're like, what are they gonna do next? Like, yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it is a really good show. I would recommend it. Mine are, so for fall, Gossip Girl. I've watched it a million times at this point. this year I'm having a hard time because this is usually when I restart it, but watching it kind of just makes me sad because we're not in New York anymore. So there's like weird feelings associated with it, but I still love the show. And even though the whole show isn't like set in the fall, it's still just like a fall show to me. Like all the Thanksgiving episodes are so good.
I feel like there's a lot of scarves and jackets, so it feels like it's cold there for some reason.
Yeah, it just is like a fall vibe. So love that show. And then on a more like spooky note, I guess, I put Bates Motel.
That's a really good one.
It is good. It's been a long time since I've watched it though, but I kind of want to rewatch it because it's a good one for this time of year. Also, another one I just thought of, Ratched, that one show. Yeah, there's only one season. I
was
think.
That the like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest,
yeah,
thing?
Like the, yeah, origin story or some, or
I feel like it was still the same story, or it was,
yeah,
the ladies, how she got there, maybe. I don't remember.
I don't know, because Bates Motel is like the origin story of Psycho, I think.
I have no idea.
My mom's probably like yelling at her phone right now, like, no, this is what it is. But those are both good shows. And then also certain seasons of American Horror Story, excuse me, I think are good. Like the Apocalypse one, the Murder House, the very first one, is always classic. The Coven one.
I like the first half of one of those newer ones with the Black Pill and then,
yeah,
like the Cape
good.
Cod or whatever.
It's also, like, that one kind of scarred me for life because it's just gross. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of guts and gore.
Yeah, and I don't know, just be warned, like, if you're sensitive to that kind of thing, don't watch that one, because every time we walk in a grocery store, I'm, like, disgusted. And I'm not going to elaborate on that, but if you watch it, you'll know why.
Yeah. It's a good story, though, aside from all the gross stuff.
Yeah, it really was. Okay, moving on to foods.
I chose pot roast, which we actually just made some last night, and it was pretty good. Meatloaf, which I just love meatloaf no matter what time of year it is. It's probably one of the best foods there is. Sweet potatoes and casseroles. I like a good casserole, mostly breakfast variety.
Yeah, I would agree. Yours are just funny to me because
I'll probably put meatloaf if you ask me what my favorite food was for any time of year. I just like,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think that's funny. Yeah, we did make stew yesterday. It's still 90 degrees here in Texas, so we're like dressed for fall and acting like it's fall. We have fall candles, we're eating fall foods, but it's still really hot, so we're just acting like it's not hot at this point.
Yeah, it's fun to sit in here and pretend. I wish it was more like gloomy outside, but it feels cold in here. I get like those shivers like every day now because it's so cold in here. But
yeah, we keep our AC set fairly low because otherwise it's hot. So my foods are a little bit more specific. So the pumpkin cream cheese from Trader Joe's, it's really good and I like it a lot.
I don't like it that much.
I do.
I know you do. You'll eat it on anything, but I don't know. Something about the taste of it is weird to me.
I don't know. I really like it, but also, like, before, like, several years ago, Trader Joe's ran out, and so I got some of the pumpkin sauce, like, the pumpkin syrup from Starbucks. Like, I just asked for, like, 8 pumps in a cup or something, and I mixed some of it in with just normal cream cheese. And it tasted the same as the Trader Joe's one. So, life hack.
I thought it didn't.
It was pretty, like, close. Like, it was pretty, yeah, good.
I think I'm just pumpkined out. Although, the La La Land pumpkin coffee, I really like. But I think it's because it's not overwhelmingly pumpkin.
See, I don't like that because I like pumpkin, but most pumpkin drinks like that, to me, they just taste like a fall candle. And so, yeah. Excuse me. Oh my gosh. But that's why I usually like love Starbucks pumpkin. If y'all want a good order, it's an iced shaken espresso with 2 pumps of pumpkin and no classic and pumpkin cold foam. but I have not been getting that because it's been tasting weird lately. Like it tastes like plastic or something.
Yeah, it tastes really like something's wrong with it. And it just tastes like the sugar's different. Like it, or maybe it's corn syrup now. It's just really, it's too much. It tastes not right.
It's way too much, even if you just get one pump. Like, and I've also, like, it just makes me really tired, which caffeine does not ever have that effect on me. Like, I have to limit my caffeine because I'll get too anxious if I drink a lot. And with Starbucks, it just makes me want to take a nap. So I'm like, that's not normal.
Yeah, and I think I've started overdoing it when we go to coffee places because I've judged it off of Starbucks strength. Because, like, when we go to La La Land, I'll literally get, like, 6 shots of espresso in my coffee. And luckily, they have CBD, too, so I'll put that in there, and it kind of counteracts it. But I always overdo it because, like, I'm like, oh, this won't be enough. And then I drink that, and I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
6 shots is a lot of espresso.
Yeah, I don't do all that.
It's a fun journey, though.
I don't know.
But, yeah, pumpkin coffees are good.
Yeah, but I haven't been drinking pumpkin coffee at all because I haven't been getting the Starbucks one, and every other one I've ever had is just not what I want. It just tastes like a fall candle. And that's, I don't want to drink a fall candle. So pumpkin coffee did not really make the list this year for me, which is kind of crazy. Okay, so also the Central Market pumpkin spice cookies. You can get these at Central Market, or they also have them at just like HEB because they're the same company.
Yeah, that's such a specific one, but they are really good.
They're so good, and they're limited edition, you know? Like, you can only get them this time of year. And your dad actually got them one time because I'm really not a pumpkin person. So I was like, I would never pick that up on my own, but he got them and they were so good. So now every year I have to get a box. Which,
shout out to my dad. He's like the master of finding the best snacks somehow, yeah. Like the blueberry yogurt.
Yeah. Pretzels. That's another thing I never thought I would like. Cause that's just not my thing, but the blueberry yogurt pretzels from Bucky's. So good.
Yeah, if you ever need a breakdown of every single snack or product that Bucky's offer, hit up my dad. He'll know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got all the good snacks. But yeah, so those cookies are really good. And then a little less specific one is just ramen. But not like Top Ramen, you know? like you gotta
stuff.
Like, I've never even had Top Ramen, to be honest. Which, not for like, you know, oh, I have so much money that I've never eaten ramen. Like, not like that. It's just not ever something that was in my household growing up.
I still like Top Ramen, like cheap ramen. I think it's good because you can make it pretty good. Like, you can add stuff to it.
Yeah.
But like, you're talking about like the good, like Oni Ramen, like restaurant ramen stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Oni Ramen is good. I don't even know. I think there's one here in Dallas, but the one in Fort Worth closed. Also, Wabi House. That one's good. I mean, I'm sure there's a million ramen places, but yeah.
Honestly, just your local ramen place. Like, if they have, like, different languages on the menu, it's probably good, honestly.
Yeah, I'm just very specific about how I like my ramen. Like, I don't like the fish cake. Like, that's so gross to me. But I like the bamboo in it. That's like the
anime ramen.
Yeah, but I like the bamboo in it. The leafy greens, woodier mushrooms, and an egg, and then like the pork belly or whatever.
Yeah, the pork belly and ramen is really good usually.
Yeah, but that's not something I want to eat when it's hot outside. So, you know, as the weather gets colder, that's when I want to eat ramen. So it's definitely a fall favorite food.
Yep.
All right, moving on to Halloween candy.
So, I was like, Halloween candy to me is every candy there is, because you get every candy when you go trick-or-treating, but I don't know. I guess Claire was like, there's specific Halloween candies type stuff, so I picked popcorn balls. I don't even know. Is that really like a candy? It's just marshmallow and popcorn.
Oh, I never knew there was marshmallow in that, but I
yeah,
I
that's think what it, holds it together.
I don't ever see them other than around Halloween, like at the store. I mean, I don't know, but I don't eat that, so.
Yeah.
So it's like a Rice Krispie?
Yeah, well, but no. With popcorn.
Oh, okay.
It's exactly that, but popcorn.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. It's good. I mean, I like it. I just like popcorn.
Yeah.
Although they're not that great if it sits around and the popcorn's, like, really stale.
Ew.
Yeah. Like, I don't really like marshmallow enough to like carry the flavor, so it ruins it. But I like candy in general, especially like gummy kind of candy. And so, I don't know. I like all candy. I don't know. I hate that it's like specific Halloween candies, but.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a candy person. I like chocolate, but I don't like candy. So mine would just be like the Reese's that are shaped like pumpkins. And then also when you can get the like variety bag of the little chocolates and it's like the Mr. Good bar and what's it called? Crackle.
Crunch.
Well, I like Crunch too, but
yeah,
like
crunch and
the specific like Hershey bag. And then it has like the normal Hershey's chocolate,
which I don't care
about. The
Crackle ones have like the red and the yellow, right?
Yeah, they have like rice and it's like a Crunch bar, but Hershey version, I guess.
Yeah.
So those are really good.
I like Twizzlers, but like the multi-flavored ones, those are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's too many candies.
I also used to be a huge candy corn person. And as I've gotten older, I'm not really.
Candy corn is disgusting.
I still don't think it's disgusting because I know people are like really divided on it's like pineapple on pizza. Like, do you like candy corn or not?
It's just sugar.
I still think it's pretty good. Like,
it literally just tastes like sugar and probably the little dye that they use to make the colors.
I don't know. I still think it's pretty good, but I'm not going to go out of my way to eat it. Like, when I was younger, I really loved it, especially when it had the little pumpkins in it, you know, like the candy corn pumpkins.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah, like the Brocks or Bratches or whatever. It's like
Brax.
Okay, Brach. That brand.
I know what you're saying now.
Yeah. That's about it for candy, I guess. All right, so activities.
You want to just go for like, oh wait, here we go. I have some on here. I thought they were all Claire's. Okay, so I put Pumpkin Patch, even though we haven't been to one in a while. It's still fun to go there. It's like a good feeling too. It reminds me of like when you're a kid and you go to the pumpkin patch and you have like the maze and all that good stuff. Haunted houses. I was never like a big haunted house person. I don't think I only went to one when I was younger. And then since being with Claire, like I've gone to so many because she loves haunted houses and they are fun. But they can be, they're not like scary in the sense that like it feels like real. It's just like the jump scares of it. Like they can get you, even if you like kind of expect it, they'll get you sometimes. Like even if you're the toughest person, like it's kind of hard to not react to something you don't know is there, you know? So, but that's fun. And then hay rides. That's probably the biggest one. 'Cause my, aunt and uncle always, next to Lake Texoma, they would get a little trailer and put all those square hay bales around it and we'd all sit on it and they'd take the whole family through the neighborhood and they would set up with the other, like their neighbors, like they would have people standing out in the fields and like make it like a whole thing and it was really fun. So I always think of that.
I wish they would do that this year because I want to go.
Yeah, it's just like it was a big deal, like there was a lot to it because they would drive like a really big loop to do all of it. And then carving pumpkins, it can be very tedious and like not, especially if you have bad tools, it can be kind of not fun, but when you get the right design and you're actually like, it's going well, it's not falling apart immediately. That's when it's fun. And I like it 'cause it turns out good and you're like, wow, I created something that looks cool.
Yeah. You're good at it though. I like carving pumpkins in terms of, I like to take the top off of it and then clear it out of everything and then I'm done. Like I don't want to carve. It just makes me angry because I don't have the patience or the artistic ability.
And your technique, you're just like, you stab it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like it's you, I don't know, you make good ones, you just don't have a lot of patience when it comes to making sure everything looks clean and nice.
Yeah, I kind of want to try painting a pumpkin this year because I know that's like, you know, the new thing people are doing instead of carving them. And that seems kind of fun. So maybe I'll do that.
I feel like it'd be easier too.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you don't have to do all the carving part is really hard because you can mess it up in so many ways.
Yeah.
Painting, I don't is just enjoy painting. It. Yeah.
Mine are So also haunted houses. I do really like them. We also went to this zombie paintball thing last year, and it was not worth the money, to be honest, but it was still fun in the moment. And it also wasn't even paintballs. It was like literally Orbeez or something.
Yeah, you should not be allowed to say paintball if it's...
Yeah, it's very like false advertising. It's not even
airsoft or anything. It was literally just like those little like balls you put in water and it soaks it up and they're soft. And it's these weird little guns that shot them.
And then you also run out like halfway through because you think you're done with the whole thing.
And they try to sell you more.
Yeah. So it's kind of ridiculous, but it also like it was a fun experience. I don't think I'd do it again, but if y'all have never done it, like maybe go do it once. I think it's in Mesquite or something.
Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of a little sketchy just because it was like a double decker trailer and you had a lot of people on it and they're not driving on like a road. It was like a trail that they had gone down. It was just like the ruts in the trail and it was kind of bumpy and crazy. And I'm like, they could flip this trailer or something like real easily. I didn't know how I felt about it, but
I don't know. It felt like safe to me. It just felt like it was not worth the money that we
Cause it was just like a bunch of high school kids like running around in the field around you.
Yeah.
And they would just like turn the lights on and they'd all run around and be crazy and like try to run up to the thing.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, definitely not as advertised.
Yeah. But it was still kind of fun. And then Dark Hour Haunted House, that one's pretty good. Cutting Edge in Fort Worth, don't recommend it. I think it's gone way downhill.
Yeah, it was good at one point, but ever since COVID, no one works there. So you walk through the whole thing and don't even hardly see anyone. There's
like
no one there.
Like, it's cool to look at, but...
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest one we've ever been in.
Yeah. Also, I think it's called Moxley Manor. I don't know. It's like in a strip mall, but that one was really cool.
Yeah, it was not that big, but you could tell that they really tried to make it scary still. And they had this cool like section where it was like the smoke, you know, and then it was like lasers on top of it and it like you couldn't see like below that. It was like really cool.
Like I feel like you were walking through water or something.
Yeah.
So if y'all like haunted houses, I recommend that one. Also just driving around to look at people's Halloween decorations. I enjoy that. I feel like less and less people kind of decorate for Halloween, honestly, but it's still, I like to see the decorations, so that's always fun.
Yeah, I feel like when people decorate, they just do it inside their houses. It's not like a outside thing.
Yeah.
But
I still enjoy it, though, like if we happen upon something. Also going to football games. So, like I said, we went to my cousin's football game this weekend, and... I enjoy doing that. I've never been to a professional football game. I would like to go to one, like the Cowboys or something, but it's really expensive. So, and I'm also more invested when I know someone playing in the game. So, yeah. Like, you know, I'm going to watch my cousin and it makes it more fun because I'm not really a sporty person. I don't even know the rules of football. Like, I have to ask questions every year.
And
this was
the first, like, full-length game that we had watched, and it takes a long time for them to play.
Yeah, it was almost 4 hours, and I was like, okay, I miss when you were little and like everything was shorter in the game.
Yeah, max it was like 2 hours to finish the game.
But I do still enjoy it, and it's fun to watch him play, especially when the weather gets colder. Like, it's just a fun, like, it just feels like a good old Texas activity, like going to watch the football game. So
yeah. Oh, if you do go to a football game though, like that, and there's bleachers, buy one of those little chairs you just slide onto the bleacher, because it will save your back and your butt, and because it's the worst. I didn't have a seat this last time and I had to keep standing up. It's terrible. Don't do it.
Yeah, it's definitely helpful to have that. And the last one I have is apple picking. So I've never actually been apple picking, and that's not really a thing in Texas. I would love to go to Vermont or somewhere like that and pick apples. But I'm not going to fly there just to go pick some apples. But if you're in an area where you can do that, do it and send me a picture or something. Because it's something I've always wanted to do and have just never had, like, the opportunity to do it. So.
Yeah, I've picked apples before. It's, I don't know. It was just here, like, at my parents' house or, like, my aunt and uncle's. And you just pull it off.
Yeah, but like from a full apple orchard where you have like a basket, like, and it's cold outside. Like,
these were just like one-off apple trees that happened to be there.
Yeah, that's not the same. And then you can make apple butter or something afterward, or an apple pie, like with your freshly picked apples. Like, that just seems so fun. So I feel like that would be a favorite fall activity if I was ever able to do it, but so far in my 26 years, I have not had that opportunity. All right, moving on to clothing items.
Did I even have any? Oh, yeah, I did. Sweatpants. Those are like my favorite article of clothing when it's cold. It's just super comfy and warm. And I don't have to, I can wear whatever I want with it, basically. It's not like a big deal to like dress it up or anything. Comfy shoes. I don't really wear shoes most of the time. I just wear Birkenstocks or like work shoes. Other than that, I'm barefoot, but I do like the occasional like house slipper that's nice. That's kind of what I meant, but, or like, even if it's too cold, like just some nice socks, like it's fun to wear like inside. And then I used to have this, it was like a Snuggie, but it was not that brand, but I got it at Marshall's, and it was just like this huge blanket hoodie thing, and I miss it, but it, I don't know, I didn't even wear it that much, because I, even if I was freezing, I would put it on and I would be sweating within like 10 minutes, but it was still really comfortable before I started sweating.
Yeah,
but yeah, I like that. But that's all my clothing. I'm not a big clothing person, so
I mean, I just have a good crew neck on my list. Because for fall, like, I'm not breaking out the Uggs yet. It's too hot. So, just a good old crew neck. And y'all see on the video, or if you know me personally, like, in the fall and winter, all I'm wearing is a crew neck or a sweatshirt of some kind.
She has so many of them.
I do. And I don't love hoodies, because I feel like the hood just gets annoying on my neck. So, just, like, a good crew neck that you love. It's the...
It's the move.
Yeah, that's my favorite fall clothing item. All right, candle scents.
I don't really know, like, candle scents, really, but I put pumpkin because I pretty much like any pumpkin candle, unless it's, like, a weird, like, it smells like food kind of pumpkin candle, you know? And then I put sandalwood bourbon because I like that smell. Just in general, that's like my favorite candle smell. So
yeah,
that's all I got.
I think those are good. Mine are all specifically Bath and Body Works scents, like that you can get the candle of. I don't love Bath and Body Works candles, honestly, because I don't think they're that great for you, but for fall and Christmas I make an exception. So like,
yeah, we poison our air half the year.
Yeah. So, I specifically like Autumn. That's my favorite candle of all time, and it's discontinued. So, that's really annoying, but that is the best fall candle there is. And then I also like Leaves, and then Pumpkin Bonfire, which is a new one this year, I think. But that one smells pretty good, too. And then also Candy Apple Cauldron. It's like one of the Halloween candles.
The green one?
Yeah, but it kind of smells like Autumn. Like, it's pretty, it's not the same, but it's close. So
yeah,
those are all my candles.
Maybe they just reworked it.
Well, they shouldn't have, because that was a
you look so candle. Sad when the lady was like, I don't think we're doing Autumn anymore.
I just look forward to it every year, and smells like really bring you back to, you know, like your younger years or whatever. So it was pretty disappointing. All right, music. Oh, you didn't put anything.
No, I don't really have, like, music. I just listen to the same thing.
I mean, I do too, but it's really, like, Noah Kahan. I've been on a Noah Kahan kick for, like, a year and a half now at this point. Because we got to see him at ACL a year ago. And I was listening to him a little bit before that. But his music is very, like, fall energy. But also, if you just go on Spotify and search, like... You know, mountain vibes, or like calming, sad mountain energy, or like fall, northeastern fall, like any keywords like that.
I guess I kind of like certain country music for the fall, like, because country music can be a little more sad. Maybe it's just like the gloomy time of year, but like,
yeah,
it's not like in a bad way, if that makes sense. It's not like a bad sad. It's like, it's enjoyable. Like, it feels good. Like, I don't know. It's a weird thing to, like, pick music for. But
no, I agree, though. And then locations, we both just said the Northeast or anywhere cold. Being in Texas, it's hard because it's hot and I just want to be cold. So,
yeah, I think after experiencing a little bit of the New York fall and then like the winter of New York, this is like really hard to, because like it is still really hot outside and like we're supposed to get cooler weather, but
not that
only
cool.
means 70 degrees.
Yeah.
And like that is not, that's still going to feel kind of warm. So I don't know. It has been really hard with the weather here. Because you don't get all the seasons like you would hope, so.
Yeah. And then books. I just put anything by Freida McFadden. She is an author that writes, like, thriller books, but she writes them for people who are recovering from brain surgery, actually. Like, to help them kind of regain cognitive function, because they're really easy to get through. Like, they're not super short, but for some reason you can just read them like super fast. So her books, I think, are really good. And they're all like, you know, they're thriller books. So they're like on the scarier side or whatever. So I like her books for this time of year.
Yeah. And this isn't specifically a like Halloween fall book, but I've been reading it for a while now, but because it's really long. It's like 1300 pages and I got like halfway through it and I kind of took a break, but it's called The Stand, and it's about, like, this disease. It's basically, like, if COVID actually turned into, like, the craziest thing, and people were, like, they're dying, and, like, they're, like, having to evacuate cities. You can't even come into contact with someone who's sick, or else you'll die. And it's just, like, the story of, like, multiple different, like, groups of people across the country, and, like, they all end up coming together. And I don't want to ruin all the stuff, but it's a really good book so far.
Cool.
Yep.
It's
kind of scary, too.
Yeah. Well, it's by, like, Stephen King.
Yeah. It's just, like, a real, like, kind of scary where it's not, like, spooky, though, you know?
Yeah. I like that, though. And then miscellaneous, I just put, like, the vibes at the grocery store. Like, you smell all the cinnamon brooms. We used to always get one, but I feel like there's a lot of chemicals or something, so
there
we haven't.
To be.
Yeah,
we
have
too strong.
Yeah, so we haven't gotten a cinnamon broom this year, but I like to smell them at the grocery store and just see all the pumpkins and, you know, when the leaves change, like that's pretty to look at. So just the vibes.
Yeah, definitely just the feeling you get around this time of year, and especially as we get closer to Christmas, but not quite Christmas yet. I love that feeling where it kind of transitions.
Yeah.
That's when it, like, starts to really kick in, I think.
I agree, but I usually decorate for Halloween on September 1st. So our Halloween decorations have been up for kind of a while now.
Yeah.
But that's another thing that brings me a lot of joy. It's just, like, because once I start decorating for Halloween, it's, like, on Halloween night, we decorate for Christmas. So mm-hmm. It's just, like, on September 1st, it puts me into the holiday spirit, even if the outside circumstances don't necessarily agree with me.
I feel like that's more of a Texas thing, or at least like where it's warmer all the time. Cause you really, yeah, if you're just outside, you don't feel that difference like you would normally.
Yeah. So I try to make the difference within the home because yeah. I need that difference.
Yeah. So even if you have like a bad day where you're sweating all day, you can come back and just pretend that it's a different time of year. So
yeah, and I just had a couple of things to say about decorating. So it doesn't have to be new stuff every year. Like pretty much all of our decorations, not all of them, but a lot of our decorations are literally from my childhood. Like my mom would decorate the house with them when I was a small child. So you don't have to get new stuff to decorate, you know.
I think that's the case for anything too. Like you should not be buying new stuff every year. Like, we'll pick up one or two things, like, every once in a while if we see something cool.
The past couple of years, though, we haven't gotten anything new.
No, we haven't,
but we have enough, and, like, you don't need to.
It gets expensive, too, and, like, where are you supposed to put all this stuff?
Well, yeah, it's just wasteful after a certain point, because you're just throwing away your old stuff to get new stuff. And if you want to decorate your house or whatever based on a certain aesthetic, then go for it. But for me personally, the joy of it is like seeing all the things that I've put out for years and years. And it's like, oh, I get to see this thing again. And it brings me joy and like brings me back to my childhood.
I think it builds like the tradition too when it's your stuff and it's not just like random decorations, you know?
Which I think is important. Like, I don't want a bunch of like sad beige Halloween decorations, which if you do, that's totally fine and you do you, but
just keep it over your life and use it over and over.
And for me, that's just like not what sparks joy. So I prefer to use my crazy looking Halloween decorations that have been around me for the entirety of my life. So yeah, that's about it on the decorations. And then this is getting pretty long, but real quick, let me bring out my gigantic notebook. I wrote down some haunted locations if anybody wants to check these out. If you're watching on YouTube, it really is like the biggest notebook ever. I did not know it was going to be this big when I ordered it.
She has a hard time with the sizing of things online.
You just never know until it gets to you, you know?
It looks like you're reading to a bunch of kids. Like,
I kind of feel like that. Okay, so haunted places to visit. So there's the Hill House in Mineral Wells, which I think the show and book, The Haunting of Hill House, was based off of. You can tour it. You can stay there. I don't know if... I feel like it might be expensive because I think you have to rent out the whole house to stay there. And we have not been there, but it's on the top 15 list of like most haunted places in America or whatever. And then I also put the Granbury Ghost Tour because we did the Granbury Ghost Tour and it was really fun. And
a lot Granbury, of haunted history too.
Yeah. There. Granbury has a ton of history. So it was interesting and fun. So if you're ever in Granbury, I would recommend that. Also, there's a Dallas ghost tour. We have not done that, but I plan to do it this year because I love a good ghost tour. So there's a lot of haunted locations in Dallas, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's haunted locations everywhere, but the South seems to have a lot of like darker stuff.
I don't know, because there's a lot in Massachusetts, too, or like in Salem. New York, Amityville.
Which we drove past that, but we didn't go see it.
Yeah. Also, like, the Lizzie Borden house is in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Wasn't there a castle that's, like, haunted somewhere over here?
I don't know. There's so many.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But in Louisiana, because maybe we have a listener there, the New Orleans ghost tour, we did that last year, and that was fun. That was
really fun.
Yeah, and the LaLaurie Mansion, you can't go in it, but we... Doesn't, like, Nicolas Cage own it? It's not Nicolas Cage. No, it's
privately owned by someone. Someone famous, I think, did own it at one point.
And bad things kept happening to them, so they sold it.
Yeah, they sold it. And then the new people who own it have not even stayed there, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, they just own it.
Yeah, so you can't go in it, but it was still cool to see it. And that was another one on the list of, like, top 15 most haunted places. And then Colorado, the Stanley Hotel. That's what... the movie The Shining, that's what The Shining was like. It was either filmed there or it was based off of his experience there.
Oh, I still haven't finished The Shining. I've started it a million times and I get about halfway through and I fall asleep, so I don't know.
That's crazy. That but about it. I've been there. I wanted to do the ghost tour and it sells out like months in advance, so I couldn't do it. But if you're in Colorado or, like, going to Colorado, I think that would be a fun thing to do. And then the very last one I have is in New York City, and it's the Hotel Chelsea. So if anybody saw our stickers around New York and happened to tune into a podcast episode, then go see the Hotel Chelsea, because there's supposedly a lot of haunted things that happen there.
Yeah, they're everywhere, though, too. So even if you live in the middle of nowhere, just... quick Google search, I'm sure you can find something to go to.
Yeah, I'm really just including places that like we've been to or I've been to, or that were like near.
Another New Orleans one that I liked for the tour, because there's a lot of stuff there, but the orphanage where you could like supposedly hear girls playing at night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we heard any, did we?
No.
Yeah, but I was like kind of hoping we would, because I want to see if it's real or not. But
yeah,
there's a ton of fun ones, because New Orleans is a very dark place in general, and it's got a lot of like weird like voodoo history and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a strange place to go do a ghost tour, because it feels like at any moment you're going to like experience something, you know?
Yeah.
So, but that was fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, I've done some other ghost tours in Mississippi. Those were cool. I was pretty young, so I don't fully remember a lot of it, but I know there's a lot of history there too. But if you're into it, go on your local ghost tour, because I feel like everywhere has one pretty much. Like, you can find somewhere around you.
Yeah, and I'm sure even if it's not real, like, they're going to make it up as though it's got the craziest ghost history.
Well, yeah, a lot of it's a performance, but it's still, like, fun to get you in the spooky season mood.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, so I think that's about it for our master list. Let us know, what are some things on your list? Like, what are your favorite movies, TV shows, foods, all that kind of stuff for fall and Halloween? And hopefully you enjoyed this episode and it was a little bit lighter and more fun. I think on Halloween Day, Halloween is a Thursday, so for that episode, I want to do some, like, spooky stories, like, things that we've experienced or just, like, reacting to other people's stories.
I just thought of this. Maybe we can, like, come up with our own, like, short scary stories and try to see if they're actually good or not.
Like, make things up?
Yeah, like, just for fun.
Okay.
Like to make things up when I'm just talking. So it'd be fun.
Well, it'll be a mix of all that. Like, real experiences, made up scary stories.
Maybe we can do, like, two truths and a lie, but, like, with stories.
Yeah. We'll figure. We'll brainstorm it. But, yeah, so that'll be fun on actual Halloween. That episode will come out. And then for the 2 weeks between now and Halloween, I don't know what we're talking about yet, but we'll figure it out and we'll see you here every Thursday.
Just as a, I don't know, sneak peek, I found a conspiracy theory and I kind of want to do another conspiracy theory episode. So if you want to hear that, let us know.
Yeah, y'all liked the first conspiracy theory episode, so we could definitely do a part two to that. And it's also kind of like spooky, you know, it falls under that umbrella.
Yeah, a lot of conspiracy theories right now are kind of like the craziest they've ever sounded to me, and it is kind of scary. So
yeah, but yeah, that's about it. Sorry if you looked forward to book club so much the first Monday of every month. I don't think you exist, honestly. Like, I don't,
yeah, I think we were just reading them ourselves and making the podcast, and some people would watch them, but they weren't really probably participating.
Yeah, but so. I could be totally wrong. So again, if you, like, really loved it, then let us know, but for now it's gone. Subscribe to the YouTube at On the Air with Brett and Claire. Follow us on Instagram at On the Air with Brett and Claire. Let us know what you want to hear from us. We're trying to get more creative, trying to keep our website updated, ontheairwithbrettandclaire.com. Yeah, we're doing what we can. I'm trying to bring better content to y'all and do more well thought out episodes and just give y'all a variety. So we appreciate y'all listening, and we appreciate any feedback, positive or negative. Also, hopefully the sound quality is good now, because it's sounded good the past two episodes with the, like, getting the left and right thing fixed. So hopefully that's making for easier listening.
Yeah, but thank you for listening, and tune in next time.
You stole my outro.
Is that what you
say? You took it over. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening, and we will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.